TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hugh. Pop culture is changing with a different kind of storytelling, a different kind of comic entertainment from Korea. They're called webtoons, and webtoons have gone far beyond a niche platform. In her talk from TED at BCG in 2022, digital strategist Hyunmi Kim lays out the treasure trove inside webtoons and the fresh pipeline they provide for richer, more diverse storytelling. Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit Progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. To put it simply, Odoo is built to save. Odoo saves time, Odoo saves money, but most importantly, Odoo saves businesses. That's right. Odoo's superhero software rescues companies from the perils of disconnected platforms, and Odoo's utility belt of user-friendly applications puts the power of total business management in the palm of your hand. Learn more at odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, saving the world one business at a time.
Believe it or not, many of you are participating in one of the greatest democratization of storytelling the world has ever known. And you're probably doing this on a daily basis through the movies and TV shows you're watching. This is a grand democratization that's giving voice on a global scale to the bizarre, fantastical stories of the unheard. It's amazing, and I want to tell you all about it. But first, to fully appreciate everything I'm about to say, you need to understand how the movies and TV shows are traditionally made. So for the longest time, the mainstream media industry has relied on a closed ecosystem of scriptwriters. These star scriptwriters are often chosen to create a series of blockbusters, and the production house investors rely on these proven writers to increase the chances of success. And you can see the problem here. A closed network of writers naturally limits the boundaries of plots. This is why sometimes you feel like you're watching the same superhero plots and cliche love stories. But this is all changing, and it's changing fast because of webtoons. A webtoon is basically a story that's told using cartoon comic-like illustrations. It's published in short segments, usually on a weekly basis, and meant to be read on a smartphone in 5-10 minutes. It's short, quick, fun, bite-sized entertainment. But it's not like Instagram or TikTok. Those are considered as non-storytelling media. Whereas webtoons are storytelling media. They are meant to follow a narrative structure. Webtoons are published in these open platforms where anybody, you, me, a single mother in Pakistan, a teenager in Japan, anyone can share our great stories to find an audience who are excited to consume our content. The whole phenomenon has started in Korea and now spread around the world. For example, in the United States, one of the major webtoon platforms called Naver Webtoon has now exceeded 15 million monthly users. This is not something happening in the quiet corner of the internet. In fact, thanks to the healthy growth of audience, the web story platform, market itself, now reaching almost $1 billion and counting. So I'm a strategy consultant, and I work with a lot of media companies and content providers. And I realize that the companies and executives I work with fall into two buckets. those who start to realize that Webtoon universe is a treasure trove of new and fabulous stories just waiting to be made into the movies or TV series. And those whom I'm trying to really wake up so that they can fully capitalize on this phenomenon as well. So if you ask me to describe what a Webtoon really is, I would say it's a multi-million dollar megaphone for you and people like you. With the eyes of forward-thinking content producers who are turning to Webtoons, it's easier than ever for the writer in you to become a blockbuster storyteller. Are you a Hellbound fan? What about Itaewon Class or Kingdom? They all started as Webtoons. Actually, in 2021 alone, there were more than 24 TV series made based on Webtoons aired across major TV channels and streaming media with big-time success. For example, Netflix's Hellbound is a story about people who find out when they are going to die and if they are going to heaven or hell. And there is an amazing plot twist to keep you guessing who's getting into heaven and who's, Hellbound. Hellbound was originally rolled out as a webtoon in 2019 and 2020. Then Netflix picked it up, and when it aired last year, November, it hit the top 10 most watched list. Netflix also made DP. It's a story based on the writer's real-life experience in Korean military police. And, if any one of you are really wondering whether ordinary people can make big in the webtoon universe, you'll be happy to hear that, the writer of DP used to publish his webtoon under Ordinary Kim. The webtoon writers can make up to $150,000 in Korea a year, which is 5 times higher than the average income. This is usually based on the revenue split in between the writers and the webtoon platforms. And for those major ones, such as Ordinary Kim, who make a serial hits in webtoon and crossover content creations such as movies and dramas, they can make 10 times higher income or even more. What else I really love about the fact that the media industry is pulling stories from webtoons? So many people win because this new model is interactive. Web story authors get real-time feedback from the audience who reads each episode. So the writers get better faster. And the media companies don't have to wait until after the show is made to see how it goes. This new model also helps with the media industry's notorious problem with diversity. Anyone can be a writer in web story platform, from a fresh grad cartoonist to a housewife to who dreamed being a novelist one day. The writers are diverse and creative, and so are their stories. One of the popular webtoons called True Beauty was written by an amateur cartoonist. It was her first webtoon and became a big hit that found fans in close to 100 countries. Then it made into TV drama that aired all across Asia. It's a story about a high school girl who has quite different looks without makeup. Then the story shows how she became, comfortable with herself and loved as she is. At the beginning, people didn't know who the writer was. As the show became more and more popular, the writer got spotlight, and it was more surprising that she looked very alike to the main character. And she's a single mom. Now, not only has her webtoon and drama become a big hit, she's creating a positive influence by making single parent society much more public than before in Korea. Where to from here? I personally believe in few scenarios of evolution. For webtoon industry, there will be more and more specialized drawing houses which could help with designs and drawing so that more writers could provide with great stories without having to be great artists. For streaming networks, they will continue to keep an eye on unique stories starting from webtoons to web novel to classic novel, even mythology. Who knows? Maybe the next big hit drama could even originate from an old goddess story in an island in Indonesia. The competition to hunt the best story in the world is on. Thank you.